same thing, but
it's bigger.
That's right.
Have you ever seen these big barrels that people maybe who work out on the highway use? They go up and get a drink of water, and that little thing has something that
that's
the water
right.
comes out of? What
that's
would you call
right.
that?
Call that a faucet.
Call that a faucet. Okay. You know, it's getting kind of cool around here. It might get so cold that if you turned on the water, nothing would come out. You'd say it's gotten so cold that the pipes have done what?
See, the pipes are filled up with ice.
And what'd that make them do?
Bust.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You were talking about just a lot of flour. If you went down to the store and you wanted to buy just a whole lot of flour, what might it come in?
Bags.
If maybe even bigger than a bag, something that they used to ship it in.
Nothing else come in but a barrel.
Mm-hmm. Barrel. That's right. Let's see, anything else? Have you ever seen anything else other than flour that's packed in a barrel?
I've seen meat packed in bags.
What have you ever bought any molasses and a lot of molasses? What would a lot of molasses be packaged in?
Well, a lot of molasses would be a barrel.
A barrel? What about
unless you got it in gallon buckets, several gallon buckets.
What about lard? What would a lot of lard be?
Lard come in 50-pound cans.
Is there any special name for a very large lard can?
Some of them have 200 pounds.
But
some cans have 100 pounds. Some cans, and the people's ought to have 200 pounds.
Is there any special name for a very big? Have you ever heard it called a stand? Stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
I never heard of that. Is it cans? Mm. No, and valves. It used to come in. You used to get it in valves.
Mm. You know, if you were going to take some of that molasses and you wanted to pour it into a small bottle, what might you have to use to keep it from spilling all over the place?
Have to have a funnel.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people use a funnel for anything else?
That's right.
Might use it to put gas in a car or something like that?
They use it for they drove gas out of another car and cycle it over into
that's
another
right.
They use a funnel.
Sometimes people do that when they're not supposed to, don't they?
That's right.
Oh. Have you ever ridden on a buggy, General?
Buggy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What do you call that thing that you use to make your horses go faster?
Buggy whip.
Buggy whip. Mm-hmm. What about, if you go down to the grocery store, the boy might put all, what does he put all your stuff in so that you can carry
bags.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Never have.
Just any different size bag, doesn't make any difference whether it's small or large?
They're different size bags. Some big and some small.
Now you said that flour might not be put in a barrel, it might be put in something else. Like if it was put in something made out of cloth, what would you call that?
Sacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what different kinds are there? Do you know what they're made out of?
The sacks?
Uh-huh.
I sure don't.
Cloth.
Huh?
Cloth. Well, I get knives and paper bags. Pack five.
Yeah, they used to have it in cloth bags.
Mm-hmm. What about the type of thing that feed or seed or manure or something like that might come in?
Sack.
Would that be a sack too?
That's right.
Would it be made, might be a more rough material or